I came at this time to basically, congratulate the new government on taking office in person, besides the phone and written contacts we've had, and to deliver a message of support. I've received a warm welcome here from both the people and the political figures that I've met with, and I've had a chance to see the president, the prime minister, the foreign minister, and representatives of each of the major political parties, as well as some representatives from the think tank community and non-governmental organizations.
From here is the question. Hillary Clinton already sent a letter with support and message of congratulations. You are now coming to encourage the new government. So does it mean that this government is a child a little bit more special for you? Will you be more exigent or more indulgent towards this government? Are you going to excuse some flaws or something like that?
I wouldn't say I would look at the question quite that way. I think, our approach, the Obama administration's, approach, is to try to engage and to support governments and countries. We recognize all that's been accomplished here, and I think if you look at the elections of last July, the ability of people who were formerly in opposition to get together and form an alliance. You look at the government that was in power stepping down. All of these are hallmarks, of democracy. There's a democratic process going on here, and it's one that we support. I think it should be equally clear that the United States is, is not seeking spheres of influence. We reject the notion of spheres of influence for ourselves and for other countries as well. We continue to support Moldova's independence, its sovereignty, and its territorial integrity. We believe that countries have the right to choose their own leaders, to have safe and secure borders, and to chart their own foreign policy. Those are choices for the people of Moldova and their elected representatives to make. But rest assured that we will stand beside them as they make these choices.
But how would you convince Russia that there should not be spheres of influence? Because from old Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote this, that the Europe is a chess mat, nothing changed. Russia still thinks that they should divide the lands in the sphere of influence. What would be the Obama administration response to that?
Well, I think spheres of influence is an outmoded way to look at international relations. I mean, the world has changed tremendously. If you just look at the Russian Federation, Russia is not the Soviet Union. It is tremendously interconnected with the rest of the world. There is an interdependence and a connectivity that has been created that did not exist before.
Now let's talk about your specific area, Transnistrian settlement. Do you think until things are decided in Chisinau with the presidential elections and everything, what progress can be achieved, what you are bringing towards this process?
I think we have to be realistic here. This is a conflict that is now almost two decades old. If it were easy to be solved, it would have been solved long ago. I think new government here has, given a new impetus to, its engagement on this issue. And we continue to support the prompt resumption of talks in the 5+2 format. So we'll just have to see how that goes. I think the main goal should be to try to improve the lives of people who live inside the internationally recognized borders of Moldova.
Are you personally curious to know Smirnov, to meet Smirnov after this opportunity for him to leave after these contestations in parliament related to the constitution?
Look, I'm always interested in meeting people who are involved in these issues. Obviously, Mr. Smirnov is an important figure, and at some point in the future, I do look forward to meeting him.
In Chisinau, there are a lot of rumors that he is heavily manipulated by Moscow. What do you think? Is he autonomous? Is he representing people of that region? Or is he just a puppet?
That's a question, a hypothetical question. I'm not in a position to answer, but I'm sure many people here have opinions on these issues. I think the more important thing is to focus on the process and try to bring everybody back to the negotiating table and try to move forward towards a lasting settlement.
From what point can we restart things moving?
Well, I think from the point we're at, we don't have much choice. I mean, the situation is where it is now, and that has to be the starting point.
Yes, but there were assumptions that we should first adopt the law. Some would say that first we need to withdraw the army. Others would say that we have to have economic ties connecting people. What would be the approach now?
Well, don't forget that the United States is an observer in this process, and you know how we go about this will in large part respond to the parties to the conflict and how they want to start.